Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. And don't forget that a week from Wednesday, we'll be over at KCAL.
Can't wait. Cannot wait. November 7th, we are at KCAL 9. We're live on the radio, live on television from 8 until 11. We're here every night after Tom Likas, of course.
Yeah, and then next Wednesday, KCAL 9, and I believe Adam Carolla is going to be on with us the first hour.
That's great. Yeah, Adam told me he was going to come on with us.
Yeah, so that'll be a fun hour. And then we'll TBA, the second and third hour.
Okay, we'll throw some names together. November 7th, everybody's in town. It's not like anybody's leaving for Thanksgiving. That's still a couple of weeks before Thanksgiving. But I can't believe, I was looking at the calendar today, I can't believe how close this year is to over.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
I mean, I can't believe it. It's November, practically.
Yes. All right, man. All right, let's find out if Robin has anything in the news. It's News with Robin,
no.
Everybody.
I couldn't believe it.
Live.
And said my mace. I was like, no mace. No, I do that for friend, but.
Late breaking.
It's J.O.D.
From the 97.1 News Desk. Here's Robin.
Could I get some snow?
Yeah.
All right, what's in the news, Robin?
Well, quirky crocodile hunter Steve Irwin had a sixth sense that he would die young, his brother said on Monday. More than a year after khaki-clad naturalist died from a stingray's barb that pierced his heart, brother Irwin told Australian television he had always tried to deflect his 44-year-old brother's darker moments.
He had been on with us. Remember we had Irwin on?
Yeah. Well, we have another exclusive phone interview with the late animal enthusiast brother Irwin.
I-29, Irwin. Let's listen to that.
He wasn't morbid about it, awful about it. He was open and earnest about it. We've got to accomplish everything we can in this life, he used to say to me all the time. Irwin, I'm going to die young. I'm not going to live to a ripe old age. I said, Steve, crikey, you're crazy if you believe that. Every day you're out there wrestling crocs and alligators, snakes and sharks. You're going to live to 100, mate.
Yeah. Wow, pissed. But isn't the guy who naturally wrestles crocodiles for a life expected to live fewer years than a guy who just sits in an apartment?
Yeah, I would think the average life expectancy of a crocodile hunter is not the average life expectancy of just any dude in L.A.
Yeah, when you hear certain guys died, you're like, oh, no S.
Well, you know, I used to say, Tim, you know, I don't think you ever saw me at the Laugh Factory. Did you, Tim, ever come?
I don't remember seeing your act, no.
There wasn't really an act, but I was at the MC. But you
is that right?
Yeah, never caught that?
I don't think I did.
But I used to do the...
What would you open with?
Knock it off. I would say I'm originally from... Oh, actually, it's a visual joke, but you always ask people, hey, dude, what was your opening joke, man? It's your way of humiliating people. I've come to know that that's what you do. And I would say to people, I'm originally from New York City, and inevitably somebody goes, yeah, you know, I go, oh, you too? So let me make you feel at home. And I flip them off.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'd get a laugh at that. That would get
that's
a laugh.
That's pretty cool.
But I used to say on stage the reason to watch The Crocodile Hunter... You know, I'd say it's reality TV and The Crocodile Hunter. I say I watch the show all the time because you know he's going to die. I said that. That was like part of the act.
Right.
And then when he died over a year ago, I couldn't believe it. I thought, well, I guess it's expected.
Oh, boy.
But you're right. A life expectancy goes down dramatically if you're like a window washer of a high-rise window washer.
I heard you left the Laugh Factory because Michael Richards stole your act?
No, that's just a rumor. That's untrue.
Oh. All right.
Thank you.
I thought that whole run was your original material.
No, I had.
No,
I don't know why I even try with you.
All right.
Honest to God.
All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes.
What's your opening joke, dude? Really? What did you open with, dude? What was your first joke?
I'd like to hear the joke.
You say that to everybody who ever... By the way, if you're ever going to call this show and say that you've ever done any stand-up comedy or you do any stand-up comedy, get ready for this guy. Oh, really, dude? Oh, that's awesome, man. What's your opening joke, dude?
You know what? Because it gives me an opportunity to tell whether the guy's a real comic
or
not.
My opening joke wasn't bad.
Yeah, that's a decent joke.
That's a decent opener.
You know, if a guy stammers and stutters, like, well, you know, I was doing this and this, he's not really a comic.
I did a Bill Clinton joke at the end. You say, you know, with the environment and everything, you know, Bill Clinton said, I saw him on TV talking about these SUVs, and he was on, and he said, I don't like SUVs. I think they're bad for the environment. In fact, I hate SUVs, but I do love Hummers. Did that. Okay, not bad. It's not a bad joke after you've had a few drinks.
Look at that.
not a bad joke.
Love that joke.
All right.
All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, music mogul Simon Cowell has defended his weakness for lap dancing clubs.
Uh-oh.
And insists that those who don't like the scantily clad cavorting ladies are, quote, odd. The American Idol judge admits his partner of 5 years, Terry Seymour, isn't fond of his penchant for lap dancers, but concedes the experience helps him relax. And we have exclusive audio of Mr. Cowell enjoying a lap dance at a London strip club. C18.
All right, here we go. Simon Cowell getting a lap dance, man.
Oh, baby.
Oh, sweetheart, this lap dance is absolutely awful.
Oh, you like it like that?
No, I don't like it like that. Your hair smells like cigarettes.
Oh.
This lap dance, if we can call it that, is utterly dreadful.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get close to me like that, I smell your perspiration, sweetheart. It's totally, totally repulsive.
Oh, you're turning me on.
You're utterly disgusting. You're totally awful. May I have another one, please?
There he goes.
That's sort of a rough lap dance. Yeah. Not worth the 20 if you're a chick, huh?
I guess he's got to be paying her a lot, I guess, to take that abuse. That but is, you notice he wanted another one at the end.
Yeah,
there.
But you know what? That is true. That's really never brought up, that when a chick gets close to you and she's doing a lap dance, you can feel and smell her sweat.
Yeah, I thought it was important to bring that up. Because that is bad. If she sweats a lot, you know what I was watching on the Playboy Channel over the weekend? Because I got a lot going on. I was watching this show called Tour Girls, where they follow with a video crew. They follow these girls who are strippers who go on tour, and they showed this one chick who got off the stage, and she had been on there like longer than she was supposed to be on, and all the other girls were like pissed off that she was dancing so long, taking their time. Anyway, she got off the stage. She was soaking wet. I mean, she just got out of the shower. Ugh. And I'm like, who's the last guy she was laying on top of? Poor guy. Jeez.
Oh, these pigs.
And you have to, and then they're hanging on you, and you want to say, get away from me, but you don't, you know.
No, you can't.
I guess you could say, you know.
There she goes. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, police say a 45-year-old man named Paul Ryden was highly intoxicated when he drove through a McDonald's drive-thru window and vomited on the cash register attendant late last night before being nabbed by the police. Here we have security audio from the Mickey D's drive-thru window incident. M42.
Guys, bomb driving through McDonald's, man.
Thank you for choosing McDonald's. How may I help you tonight?
A taco. I can't hear those. Where's the taco? I want a McTaco.
Sir, I'm sorry. We do not offer a McTaco.
Oh, it's a McTaco. I came early. You want double fries and it's the taco.
Sir. Really, I need someone to clean up outside, please.
Oh, man.
Sir, we don't have a McTaco here. Perhaps you were confusing us with one of our test markets.
Hey, the cops are showing up. Cops showed up and nabbed him.
Oh, boy.
What a dumb guy to get arrested like that.
Yeah.
That rivals the story of a friend who got arrested for drunk driving. I won't tell you who it's, but I probably could, but it's a guy who's had like 3 or 4 DUIs, used to work at the station.
Really?
Yeah. And he was bombed, drove the car into a ditch, and they called 911, said, I need a tow truck. And they said, this is the cops. This isn't the tow truck service.
Right.
They said, and he hangs up on him. So the cops show up and arrest him.
Yeah.
The guy ratted himself out to the cops.
Unbelievable.
Ah, how stupid. All right, Robin, anything else in the news?
Yes, finally, after making his mark in prime time, Donald Trump is setting his sights on other day parts. 20th Television is expected to announce a deal with Trump Productions to produce a syndicated show starring the financial guru. The project is being marketed as a unique hybrid, describing it as a Dr. Phil meets Judge Judy. And here is an exclusive clip from the Donald's pilot episode.
T31, the new Donald Trump talk show, everybody.
Mm.
All right.
From the beautiful Donald J. Trump Studios at the luxurious Trump Plaza in New York City, welcome back to Trump Talk, starring your host, Donald Trump. And now, here he is, the man who has revolutionized TV as we know it. Put your hands together for Donald Trump!
Welcome back to Trump Talk, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you to the studio audience for coming in here today. Thank you to the billions, and I mean billions. There are more people watching this show right now than ever watch Friends,
wow,
all of the shows combined. If you take every Friends show, every episode, and you combine them all, the audience watching this show right now is larger than that number. So that makes me pretty happy. There is no one watching Ellen DeGeneres. Seven people are diehards. They're watching Oprah. Regis is my bitch. And here on Trump Talk, we have no guests. There are no guests. A little bit later, we'll bring out the mirror. I'll interview myself, and we'll talk about my great success in real estate and finance, okay?
Jeez.
And then I'll tell you about the Learning Annex. I'm going to be there next month. The Learning Annex for free. I'm going to show you the secrets to my success. It's all free at the Learning Annex. I don't know why I'm shouting.
All right, there he goes.
And before we take a break, I want to thank the folks from Philip Van Heusen. They've put together these unbelievable shirts and ties. Are these really the most unbelievable shirts and ties you've ever seen? I mean, they're really unbelievable.
All right, there he is.
So if you need a tie, if you need a shirt, if you need a fabric that's going to knock your socks off, Philip Van Heusen, they are really the best. This is Trump Talk.
There it is.
Donald Trump.
Stay tuned for more Trump Talk when the Donald interviews the Donald.
I think I'd watch that.
I'd watch once, I think, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? What the hell? Especially if he's doing it from a big theater in his own hotel.
Well, count the Trumps in the introduction. I mean, the guy is self-absorbed. Yeah. The Trump Tower.
Yeah, listen to the Trumps before he ever comes on. Money is
from the beautiful Donald J. Trump Studios at the luxurious Trump Plaza in New York City. Welcome back to Trump Talk, starring your host, Donald Trump. And now, here he is, the man who has revolutionized TV as we know it. Put your hands together for Donald Trump!
Five.
There it goes. Five Trumps.
Five Trumps, even before he says a word.
Jesus Christ.
The Donald J. Trump Studio? Oh, my
Jesus
God.
No.
Has America had their fill
enough
of Trump?
Well, I think we'll find out. I mean, because
is there a yearning for more?
Well, we'll find out. I mean, The Apprentice is a show that still does well, I think. But we'll find out with this. A daytime show, right, Robin?
A daytime show, yes.
Yeah.
I like to see the list of things that Donald Trump said no to. He's got a vodka out. He's got the shirts, the hotels.
Right.
The
a bottle of water.
Right.
Trump ice.
Oh, Robin.
Yeah, you drink that stuff, Robin?
I wouldn't try that if you paid me.
You ever run into him at the Trump? You were always out there.
I met him once. He was lovely. We'll just leave it at that.
All right. He didn't make a pass at you, did he?
I plead the fifth.
All right. All right, Robin, everybody. All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Oh, no, that's what's happening.
That's it. Right. Robin with the news,
Robin,
everybody.
Robin with the news.
You's a bitch, and I'm ain't. And I want to whoop your ass.
All right,
thank
man.
Thank you, Robin.
There she goes.
All right.
Hey,
pleading the fifth on that.
Yeah, so long. All right, Jesus Christ, Donald Trump, man.
The Donald J. Trump Studios.
I don't know what the call is for that.
I guess you know, he did The Apprentice. He's a pretty popular guy just in terms of pop culture. I mean, pretty recognizable. I guess he has as good a chance as anybody, right? I mean, think of all the people. Think, really, now, Tim, daytime TV.
Right.
Think of all the people. Forget about late night. Just think daytime. Think of all the people who have had shows. Why not give it a shot?
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, I don't know what the people at home. But see, I would think that the people at home watching during the day, they want somebody who's just sort of like an average everyday person, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and I think that Oprah sort of projects that.
Well, that's why she's, you know, on top, you know?
Yeah,
she's
and the Ellen does to the, a
yep.
certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
So does Dr. Phil.
And his guests are very real people, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's cool about
but
this?
Donald Trump, I mean, definitely a billionaire, you know, coming out and
kind of
talking
weird.
To everybody.
With that hair. Hello, everybody. Hello. Would he do his own audience warm-up? How are you? Hello. Nice
You're
to
fired.
See you.
Anyone from New York?
Anybody from New York here? Oh, you are? Let me make you feel at home. That's a joke that I saw in Los Angeles. A young up-and-coming comic named Brian Whitman did it. It was totally unfunny. Anyway, speaking of...
Do you think you stole any of Whitman's Clinton jokes?
You know what? So, does anybody drive an SUV? I know parking here in New York City is terrible. Oh, you drove an SUV, sir? I don't like SUVs. They're bad for the environment, and I hate SUVs. Don't like them at all. But I do love Hummers. All right, we have a great show. We're going to roll in the mirror. I interview myself. Here comes Trump Talk.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, that's what it's going to be. If anything, Conway, this is like at least a turn away from the courtroom shows. I mean, that, right. You know, because enough of the courtroom shows.
Yeah. Well, I guess, I don't know. I mean, daytime TV. I don't know who's home during the day, though. You know, I mean, nowadays.
Me?
Yeah, but you're an exception. I mean, if you're, you know, you're home. I saw this commercial that was so insulting today. This black dude comes out and he says, you know, I used to have two daytime jobs. And I didn't have no money, but the money wasn't. Oh, the money wasn't tight, but the money wasn't right.
Hey man, who was you? Where are you coming from?
And then he says, I went to college. I'm 21. I went through this, you know, whatever the career college they're talking about. And he said I graduated. Then some guy comes on, an announcer comes on after him.
Oh yeah.
Here's where the major insult comes in.
On camera announcer or
off camera announcer, all like right. A white guy.
Right.
And he says this. He goes. If that guy can do it, anybody can.
That's not nice.
It's the biggest insult ever.
That is so rude.
If that guy can, I taped it. Maybe we'll bring it in tomorrow. If that guy could do it, anybody can.
That's rude.
Yeah. All right, gang. It's at 10 o'clock tonight. We have a topic that's too hot for 9 p.m.
Yeah, too hot for 9. Got to move it to 10.
And it has to do with whores.
Well, it has to do with your chick looking like a.
Right, but we can't talk about it before 10 because I guess you get some kind of leeway after 10 o'clock. You can talk a little more about adult, you know, topics.
Yeah. Well, I'm ready to go at 10 o'clock. I mean, I can.
You're all set?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Whitman's crazy for the 10 o'clock hour. All right, so coming up at 10, it is a great topic about your chick and whore, looking like whores.
Yeah, man.
All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.